This past weekend, stars like Idina Menzel, Sarah Silverman, and Josh Groban celebrated Passover virtually with storytelling and music and comedy. The online Saturday Night Seder raised some $2 million for the CDC Foundation's Coronavirus Emergency Response Fund, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Dozens of actors and singers, Jews and non-Jews, showed up throughout the Seder, which lasted a little more than an hour. It began with Jason Alexander sitting at a dining room table.
This is a holiday that celebrates transitions.
He promised the virtual celebration would be a lot of fun, a little bit traditional, and very relevant.
Tonight is even stranger than the average Pesach meal because we're trapped in our apartments and the plagues are effing real. Dying, enough's enough.
Actors Deborah Messing and Richard Kind helped tell the story of the Exodus when Jews fled Egypt. Henry Winkler told the story of the 10 plagues from a children's version of the Haggadah, interspersed with Billy Porter singing Go Down Moses.
And painful boils covered everyone's skin.
So Moses went to Egypt's land. Let my people go.
Then there was the Passover ritual where the youngest child asks or sings the four questions. Comedian Nick Kroll said he tried to fudge it.
Myself, I just used to sing, Hakuna Matata, and then my grandfather would cry in embarrassment.
Idina Menzel does know how to sing it. In between the music and storytelling, we're pleased to donate to the CDC Foundation. The idea for this virtual Seder started with Benj Pasek, whose credits include Dear Evan Hansen. He told me it didn't take much to get people on board.
And every day, kind of as we continued to work on it, it just kind of snowballed and it would get bigger and bigger. And we wanted it to have as far a reach as possible.
The program loosely follows the structure of a traditional Passover Seder. Rabbis like Sharon Brouse talked about how the holiday resonates right now.
Even though things are painful and hard, and we are incredibly vulnerable right now, that we will survive this, that our story doesn't end here.
The Passover Seder often ends with the phrase, next year in Jerusalem. This idea of looking forward to something better inspired Benj Pasek and his friends Mark Sonnenblick and singer Shana Taub to write the closing song.
'Cause next year, the doors will break open. Next year, we'll breathe in the sky.
Towards the end, it's no longer just celebrities talking, it's healthcare workers in masks.
Next year, in my mom's kitchen in Long Island.
Next year, by Lake Michigan in Chicago with my family.
This holiday is something everyone can relate to right now, whether you're Jewish or not. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.